Okay, welcome back to another video. My name is Dante, and in this video, I'm going to talk about something I've noticed in myself, which is kind of embarrassing when it happens. And I'm sure you can relate, because as a codependent, this is like a tendency that is there, that kind of happens. And that is this tendency to get excited about something and not actually excited about something. Or maybe it starts as excitement, but it quickly turns into mania. Now, the interesting thing about mania is that energetically it's very similar to excitement. If you were to put them like side by side, you know, write them both on paper, the feeling is very, very similar, but mania is much more chaotic and turbulent versus excitement is like excitement's kind of like one, you know, if we're going to take an analogy using guns, like one, you know, rifle shot, like bam, like it's direct, it's powerful, but it's also just like, you know, pure, it's focused. And then mania is more like firing a fucking submachine gun. It's like, it's powerful, but it's like very chaotic, it's all over the place. So I got some notes here just to make sure I kind of stay on topic, because I have three kind of clear points on my laptop here that I want to make sure I hit. So when we get the gist of this video, that why I'm making it, is I want us both to be more aware of this tendency, because I think it can result in some pretty bad, potentially very bad consequences, but also just embarrassment. So I'll give you an example. Recently I started making more music. This is music that's kind of different than what I usually do, which is like play guitar and sing. It's more like, you know, hip hop and beats and stuff like that. Kind of experimenting with that. So I made a couple tracks and they sounded great. In my head, I'm like, this is amazing. And they are great. Not to diss them. Like, they're great. And I got so excited, and I sent like the little demo I recorded to a shit ton of people. Like a shit ton. And initially it was like a few, you know, select amount of people that I trust to get their feedback for. But then that quickly spiraled out of control. Now, initially I was excited to share the track with people I trust, because I, you know, it's cool. I like their feedback because I trust them. I know they're going to support me. I know they're going to hype me up, which is cool. But then when I messaged it to like a whole bunch of other people, that was coming from a place of wanting validation. And that was coming from a place of mania. It started out as excitement. I'm excited to share this. And then it quickly got out of control and turned into mania. And now I'm like, give me all the validation. I want it from everybody. Yes, I know it's good, but I just want more people to tell me it's good. Way out of control. And the next day, which is today, I woke up and I was just like, kind of like if you've ever been drinking and you know you're just fucking out of your mind, just ridiculous, we're just stupid the night before, and then you wake up and you're like, okay, that was probably not the best idea. I felt like that this morning. I'm like, I felt a little bit embarrassed. I'm like, oh, that was not my finest hour. Now, it's not like terrible, like, you know, mostly everybody was really supportive and they're cool about it. And then I had a few people who were like, well, I don't like this and blah blah blah. And then I was like, cool, I'm not talking to you anymore, because you're obviously not in my fucking corner, motherfucker. Which is also cool. But I felt embarrassed, and it also inspired to kind of make this video, because it's important. Like, that is a good example of something minor that can kind of happen as a result of that. But what if you get excited about, you know, let's say you've saved $100 to get a jacket, and you're excited to get this jacket, and then while you're there and you add it to your Amazon cart, at the bottom it recommends you other jackets or pieces of clothing that are really fucking cool. Now that excitement, like a, you know, a small fire that kind of catches on to like more tinder and other easily flammable objects, spirals out of control and turns this fucking raging wildfire. That excitement then shifts into mania, and now you add a whole bunch of those pieces of clothing into your shopping cart and maybe spend some money that you don't necessarily have or can afford to spend, or that you can, but it's at a great cost. So that's another example of how this can happen. Another example, you know, you're excited to see somebody, and then right after you get done seeing that person, you maybe you go to lunch or something like that, or maybe they text you, or maybe you have a quick FaceTime. Somebody else who's maybe not the greatest person to hang out with. Maybe they're not, they don't have the greatest habits in the world. Maybe they're an alcoholic. This is, you know, one I had in the past. I'm actually kind of drawing on personal experience here as I share this example. I FaceTimed somebody, a good friend of mine, had a great conversation, was in a really great mood. And then afterwards, a buddy of mine at the time, who is an alcoholic, hit me up. Like, and it's crazy how it was like right afterward, the perfect time to do it. Because before, if you hit me up before that call, I'd have been like, nah, you know, probably not a good idea. But right after, when I'm having this excitement, and then it quickly, in that moment when he called me, he was like, hey, you want to hang out? You want to go to the bar tonight? It quickly turned into mania. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go get fucking drunk and smoke a bunch of cigarettes and poison our bodies and make some stupid decisions. And maybe go home with somebody. And because I'm in that state, I don't use a condom and get syphilis, which I did. And it sucked. Right? So it's like, it could have minor consequences as a result of this. And it can also have major consequences. Now, why does this happen? Why the fuck is this a thing? Why is this a tendency as a codependent that we have to be aware of and you know, combat? Well, because we are in the process of basically building self-esteem. That's what we're doing. Repairing that mechanism that you know, what that didn't really get to cement into place when we were younger, as kids, children. We're building up that mechanism, that ability to give ourselves approval, validation, and love. Now, because we've been devoid of basically good emotions for most of our life, when we do feel good, it's like so much power. And it can go to our heads and turn to mania, talking more specifically about excitement. We're just not used to feeling good. And it can easily become turbulent and kind of get out of control. So there's you know, you could maybe make some bad decisions. There's health consequences there. You can make some financial decisions and suffer there. But it's also just like the stress, you know? Oh, here's one. Making plans, taking on projects, having new ideas that maybe start as excitement but then quickly turn to mania. And now you have all this shit that you want to do now, but it came from a place of mania when you first had those ideas. And now it's like 10 things that you were manic about starting or doing. And now you don't have the energetic bandwidth to fucking nurture and support all these projects and endeavors or plans the next day. Because it's not like we consistently have all this great, abundant, manic energy. If that was the case, maybe we could fulfill on those things, but it probably still costs us and not be, you know, not be the greatest thing in the world. But we don't, most of the time. It's like these big dips. So that's another kind of aspect of this. It's like making plans and engagements and starting things from a place of mania that we can't fulfill. And then, you know, we disappoint people, and that can kind of send us into a negative downward emotional spiral. We can't necessarily fulfill on those desires and passions that we have, and then we kind of feel self-defeated, and then that can send us into a negative spiral. Let's see. I think I hit all the points, the major ones I want to talk about. Expending too much energy, right, that we can't afford, that we can't sustain on a long-term basis, feeling stupid the next day from seeking too much validation, right, in the case that I shared music. But the other one is sharing too much. You could get really manic and then just start sharing details about your life, oversharing, or this is one. I noticed in relationships in particular, but it can also kind of happen with people, where you kind of get, where it starts as like an urge to compliment somebody, like, hey, that's a really cool shirt. And the way I just did that was perfect. Right? It's like, I just want to give. And it's just a little bit, and it's cool, and it felt right, and it was in the moment, and it's cool. It's not a big deal. But then, that would be a good example of, like, excitement. That's not necessarily excitement. That was more just, like, you know, appreciating, or just at ease. But if it's more like, oh, that's fucking sick, right? Like, excitement, coming from a pure place. But then if it turns to mania, then you're like, yeah, you know, just like, and you just start going into like excess details about the person's shirt, which, I mean, you could do, and it could work also. It could be cool. But I hope you get what I'm saying here. Like, oversharing details about your life, you know, just complimenting the person way too much. And when you're coming from that place of mania, it's it's just off. It doesn't feel good for the other person, and it's just like, it's like a lot, like, whoa. So this video is more of a reminder, right? I want you to be mindful of when you get into these states of excitement specifically. And I think a much powerful, much stronger way of navigating our life as a codependent is, like, when you get excited, okay, but, like, immediately, as soon as you get excited about something, you got to put the brakes on it at the same time, right? Kind of like a plane, who it's like, as the plane's kind of descending to land, it drops the landing gear and puts up the flaps to slow the speed. It's like, as soon as you know you're getting excited, brake. Like, be super mindful. And it's okay to get excited. I get excited about shit all the time. I got excited, or inspired is another way of saying that, to film this video. But then afterward, I'm like, yeah, and let's film another video, and another video. And it's like, do I have the energy to do that? Maybe I do. Maybe I have the energy to do another video. Maybe not. Am I checking in? And am I checking in, but also listening? Like, a check-in and be like, oh yeah, I totally don't have the energy, but I'm still manic, and I'm going to do it anyway. Am I listening to that? So be very, very extra mindful when you get excited. Now, beyond that, because I don't want to exclude, because there are going to be times you get excited or inspired, and it's great. But I think the majority of the time, the vast majority of the time, a better option is to ask yourself, you know, is this adding peace into my life? This habit, this person, this activity. Not am I excited to do it, but, like, is this very easy? Is this very peaceful? Am I enjoying myself? Not am I excited, but am I enjoying? You feel that? I'm enjoying it. I appreciate it. That's nice. Ah, like, you just get into a jacuzzi. Versus, this is so cool. Oh my God. And then this happened. That, right? It could easily get out of control. But if you're anchoring, you're grounding yourself into, like, your decisions and you know, your behavior and what you're engaging in through the filter of, is this adding peace? Am I appreciating this? Am I enjoying this? Am I having a good time? These are more like grounded, less turbulent kind of emotions, and easier to habitually kind of get yourself there into and identify, catch when you're in those states. It's a lot harder for those states to kind of get out of control and end up having you make some bad decisions. Now you can feel good, and then it can build a new excitement. So there's that, but that's that to me anyway. It feels like a clear, you know, upshift. Like, it's noticeable when I go from, like, oh, I'm having a good time to, like, I'm excited. I think you have enough room there to kind of identify that. It's not as dangerous as, let's say, excitement to mania, which is very easy to do. So anyway, that's the main point of the video, something to be mindful of. I think it's an important point. It happened recently, so I was inspired to talk about it. Listen, I have a support group that I run. It's a monthly coaching program. I also do one-on-one coaching. So if you're struggling with some of these things, if you want to build more self-esteem within yourself and feel better about yourself, feel better about your life, rediscover, maybe you've been with somebody for a long time, you're just exiting that situation and you don't know who the fuck you are anymore. You don't know what you like anymore. You've been maybe putting this person on a pedestal for such a long time. Maybe you're struggling with, like, depression or anxiety, all these different, you know, elements of codependency. You haven't, you know, maybe you're seeking approval and validation. I have a coaching program that's a group coaching program, but I also do one-on-one coaching to help you get out of this. I have a step-by-step system that I bring you through. 3 months is, like, what I recommend. You can do 1 month, it's fine. You can do one single session with me, it's okay, I don't mind. But I recommend doing at least 3 months to give time for this stuff that I'm teaching, these exercises, to kind of get into place and have it be commonplace, so that when these things happen, when you get triggered, when, you know, someone doesn't treat you right, you can use the exercises that I give you in the moment, and it's, like, habitual versus something that, like, you can do for a bit. And you're like, okay, that was cool, but it never really kind of cements as a habit, as a tool in your toolbox, in your kit, to help you emotionally deal with the things and situations and people in your life. So if you want to do that, I'm actually going to throw in a clip here with me and somebody that's a part of our group coaching program, Melissa. She's great. In it, you can kind of see a little bit about what we do on the call, get a kind of sense for it. And then afterwards, at the end of that video, I'll have maybe a little bit of information kind of telling you what to do. Or right now, if you're already like, I love the content, this video is already great, I'm already instantly on board. send me a message at The Backyard Buddha on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok at The Backyard Buddha. You can send me a DM and just be like, yo, group coaching, I want to do it, or one-on-one coaching, I want to do it, whatever. And we can talk about it, and I'll give you the details, and we can go from there. But without further ado, I'm going to include that clip here now so you can see a little bit about what the group coaching program is like, what we do there. But I appreciate you watching the video this far. I hope you got some insight on how mania and excitement works and the danger of not being aware of when you get excited, you know, how dangerous that can be and the consequences that can kind of come from that. And I hope that you're more mindful now and it's less of an issue. So thank you for watching. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll see you in the next one.
as you were. Oh, they have a nice little audio notification for that now.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to say real quick there is you know, more so like more of that came up and was ready to kind of be let go of. So it was really cool of you to kind of recognize that and then go, you know, let me take a step back. That's huge. I think that's a really good, I call it like an indicator of like how far you've come that you can identify that and then take the necessary steps to like give yourself some space without letting it kind of like build and build and build and build and just kind of evolve into something that's really, really debilitating.
Right.
So that's awesome. Yeah.
And it, like, yeah, I took a step back and kind of just like assessed the situation. And then I guess in doing that kind of realized like I was getting attached a little bit, and at the same time I kind of realized like he was kind of like giving me breadcrumbs, you know, and I just decided to just, you know, work on myself and be stronger in myself. And
what do you mean when you say breadcrumbs?
Like
hints?
What's that?
Like hints?
Just like little tiny messages just to keep me interested.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that was his intention, but that's what it kind of felt like. And we would go like a week without talking, and then all of a sudden he'd be like, hey, how's your day? And then like just kind of like checking in, but then not really having much conversation, you know?
So it'd be like, you check in after like a week or so, and then you talk for a little bit, and then what, he would just go silent again?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So when I realized that, I kind of processed that, and, you know, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
So when you like realize that he's not really, well, like super into you, that's kind of when you decided to like take a step back?
Kind of. I don't know what's going on. Like, I know he's studying for his test, so trying to like give him the space to do that. But at the same time, he was apologizing for being distant. But that's kind of what happened with the last person that I was dating. He got very distant and then would apologize for being distant. And then that just fell apart because he was actually seeing someone else. But
so do you feel like, you know, having a conversation with him textually or a phone call or in person and just letting him know like, hey, you know, I know you got this test thing that you're doing and you got like a lot on your plate, so maybe we should just like take a break from hanging out just so you have more time on your hands. Do you think that would be productive, or do you feel like you could just make that kind of mental switch of just, you know, taking a step back, but then when he's available to do something, do you think like you'd be able to, I'm saying the right way, but like to like handle that? You think that, or do you think that would put too much emotional strain on you?
That's kind of what we did. We had a conversation and he said he needed to like buckle down and focus studying. And so I was like, you do what you need to do, because I've been there and I understand. And like whenever you're ready to hang out or need a break or something, just let me know.
Nice. That's awesome. And how'd you feel like having that dialogue with him? Did you feel like it was kind of like bittersweet? Like, okay, we had this conversation, but I still kind of feel a little down about it. Or was it more like, you know, resolute, like clarifying, like, oh, that feels great. Like, I'm glad we talked about it.
It felt good. Like, it felt fine in talking about it. But then afterwards, like, that's kind of when he stopped talking to me as much. And so, like, I don't know. I think that's when I was like, he can study, you know, and spend his time studying, but like, could still text me, you know, once in a while.
Right. And where are you with that currently, like as of right now?
How are you feeling about it? A couple of days ago, I kind of just just kind of left that to the side, focusing on me more and whatever happens with him, you know. I'm not getting my hopes up or having expectations with him now.
Nice. I think that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
The person I started seeing, kind of similar situation. You know, she has a couple kids and is like a stay-at-home mom. So just, it's a lot, like just super, you know, kids run around fucking shit. I watched my five siblings for a couple of years when I was younger, and little more than two for sure. But I could see how that's very, very stressful, kind of takes a lot of energy and it's a lot to deal with. So she's like, and she's, you know, she's older. So I've seen like with older people, more mature people, however you want to word that, they're not like super into texting, but we like snap here and there like every single day. And which is kind of like terrible when it comes to texting. And, you know, initially when you first, you know, talking with someone, it's kind of like this like data gathering phase, right? Like, you know, what are your red flags? You know, how healthy are you? What's, you know, what are all the cards that you have? Let's lay them on the table. And then after a certain point, I think you can kind of make a conclusion of like, okay, I think this person just has a lot of shit going on. So maybe I need to change my expectation of how often I want to be communicating with this person. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also important to look at, you know, where am I at and what are my needs right now? You know, and this is very, very nuanced and I think can be very, very challenging and complicated, because it's like, well, how much of this is like, this is what I want from a relationship versus I'm needing this because, you know, I'm healing right now and I'm still processing different things. And like, what, you know, where is that? And identifying like, okay, can this person just not meet me where I want them to meet me? And that's like just basic stuff. Like, can you just treat me well? You know, can we see each other a good amount of time where it feels good? Versus they just can't do that. And, you know, you got to let them go. Or on the other hand, it can be like, I want to talk to them and see them so much all the fucking time. But it's coming from this, again, like you said, like an anxiously attached kind of area or place. And then it's like, okay, it doesn't mean that I can't no longer see this person. Sometimes it does. But it does mean that I need to, you know, identify that that's what's happening and take some time to, you know, fill my own cup and do things that bring me joy. I was just talking about this today, actually, with somebody about how important it is to like build this habit of, you know, doing things that bring you joy and peace and excitement for you. One of them being like rock climbing, so that you're making this a habit to check in with, you know, what do I want to do? What is my desire? and then honoring said desire. So while we're doing that with stuff that excites us and brings us joy, that's then in the background making it easier to make these bigger decisions of like, you know, I'm going to let this person go, or I'm going to have this this line of communication that might have been scary before, but because I've been doing this, you know, in the background, now I'm kind of ready to have this conversation. So yeah, kind of went on a rant there, but I think that it's cool where you're at with that, and it sounds pretty healthy. But you know, it can still suck to kind of like realize that this person isn't really as excited about me, or maybe even has the bandwidth to kind of hang with me and keep up with me. Not in a bad way, just like with where I'm at and what I'm doing.
Right.
That can suck sometimes. It can kind of be hard to kind of take that hit and then kind of get back to like, but also I'm fucking great and awesome. And you know, there's lots of stuff that I like doing in my life and really cool people. So it's not the end of the world.
And you know, it's funny because I'm reading, well, I had already read it and I packed all of my stuff, so I don't really have any books out. So I just grabbed it again to start rereading it, Power Manifesting. Nice. And I remember something he was talking about, just like when you want something and you just kind of let it go in your mind and you don't focus on it as much, you don't like, you're not thinking about it all the time, then it actually comes, you know. And it's funny because so this guy I'm talking about, like a week ago maybe is when I decided, okay, like I just need to cut that off in my mind, and you know, whatever happens happens, but I'm not going to pursue, you know, I'm not going to chase, you know. And then yesterday, well, a couple of days ago, so there's someone I follow on TikTok, and he's really into hiking right now, and we're friends on TikTok, and we kind of like had a few messages here and there over the past few weeks, and then yesterday we started really messaging each other, and like we're still just talking, but I'm like, interesting that how that happened. Like the time that, you know,
totally. And that just kind of ramps up. This is like the more we just double down on like what brings us happiness and joy, it's like we just start attracting all these fucking cool people, you know. Yeah. And a lot of the time it's just very like serendipitous. It's like out of the blue, very unexpected, kind of like you were saying, right? It's like we're not super focused on it, and it just kind of like happens naturally, or you know, organically, you could say. And right, that's like the best feeling, you know. Like it's being in that whole like pursuing, chasing mode, and just like every little kind of bit of, you know, attention or affection or validation they give you is like the world, but then they, you know, that's like 15% of the time, and the rest of the time they're just not what you want, and it sucks. And you're just like, but what do I do? Because, you know, I'm lonely and I fucking want somebody. And like just getting out of that whole nightmare hellish thing and just having fun. Like for you, like one of the coolest things is just like watching you get into rock climbing. Like that's been fucking awesome. And I, even today I was talking with my uncle, kind of riffing on similar subjects as we are now. And I mentioned you and just how cool it is that, you know, seeing from where you started to now rock climbing being one instance of this, but just being really excited and having like something that you're passionate about, and like the light in your eyes and like your posts, and you could just see like you're into it and you like it. It's fucking cool. And other people could see that. And like that just heightens that, you know, wow factor, that glow factor. So that, you know, when I was younger, I was really into the whole like social dynamics, you know, pickup kind of thing. And I was really trying to get better at talking to people, but it was too heavy on the like tactics and manipulation, and not enough in like working on the root of why I'm having trouble talking to people and why I feel so shitty, which is all this trauma and stuff and low self-esteem. So where I was going with that is Like, not so much of like doing, okay, yeah, there we go. Not so much of doing this stuff of like having fun and having these passions with the end goal of like to trick somebody to like get into our life because they see how happy we are. And like, now we got you and you can deal with all my bullshit. Because it doesn't work, right? You'll attract somebody and then you'll have some falling out or there'll be some problems. Like, that's never like the answer. Maybe we have to do that initially a few times or a few dozen times till it dawns on us, like, okay, maybe I should just kind of take a break from
Right.
chasing people and just kind of like, you know, kind of do me and like see what I'm into, you know? And I think it's like, I understand it, but also think it's kind of like, I don't know what the right word is. When someone says, you know, they have this desire to want to be with somebody, but if you ask them, like, what are you passionate about? What are you excited about? You know, what are some of your creative outlets or endeavors? And they're just like, I don't know. It's like, you know, maybe we should look at that. Maybe we should
Right.
kind of investigate that because the more we kind of nurture those areas of our life, that's what makes us super attractive. That's going to like unlock these deeper parts of our personality. So, yeah, like I think that's good. You know, take a step back from this person and just be Melissa. Maybe that person does the fucking test or whatever and has some free time, and then that dynamic changes and it's cool and it's really good. Maybe they're just someone you hang out with every so often. Maybe you realize, like, I don't actually like this person. There's been a
Yeah.
few people like that this year where I'm like, I've been, you know, following them back and forth, or we've been friends for a while, and then I'm like, but I don't really like you. You know, not like I dislike you, but it's like we don't like I don't really vibe with you. But because we hung out a couple times or we talked a couple times, I feel like now I owe this allegiance to you. But it's like we're not really adding anything to each other's lives, you know? And I randomly scroll on Instagram and see stuff from your life, and I'm like, I don't even know how I feel about this. So like, why should I keep this going on?
Yeah.
I think it's important that the people in our life are excited about us. And I use that word excited. Like, they should be excited to see you. They should be excited to know what's going on. And yeah, I get it. Like, sometimes people are going through shit and they can't offer that excitement. It's like, it's unreasonable to expect that all the time. But like,
Yeah.
for the most part, they should be into you. So yeah. What else? What else is going on besides that? Any other like kind of challenge points that you've been dealing with, or has that been like the main thing?
That was a kind of a big challenge, like last week mostly. It's like Thursday last week I went to the beach and I had like a super great day by myself, and then
Nice.
all of a sudden Saturday I just like was completely down. I don't know like how that happened, but you know, it just happened. And then Sunday I called into work just because like I woke up and I had like intense anxiety and I didn't feel like I could really function very well. So I took the day off, and then I didn't really do a lot that day. I like had a bunch of crying fits. And then at the towards the end of the day, I felt like I just needed to get out so that I would stop just sitting on the couch. And I was like, who's nearby that might want to go for a walk? And I thought of a friend, to the one that actually got me into rock climbing. And
Badass.
yeah, and he was for Reno, and he was like, what's up? And I told him, I just feel like I need to get out and like go for a walk or something. He's like, yeah, I'm totally down. So like we went for a walk for an hour before he went on his way to Reno. And so
That's
that was
cool.
really nice. It was nice to know that like I have a friend nearby.
That must have been a nice message for him to get from you. Like, just thinking about it, if I had a couple people like here in town just like randomly text me like, hey, you know, just feeling weird, wanted to take a walk, you want to join me? I'd be like, yeah, thanks for thinking of me, thanks for the invite. That probably felt really cool for him. Couple of things there. Like, one that I want to hype you up on and acknowledge because it's huge and really cool. A, going to the beach by yourself and having a beach day. That's fucking awesome. Because it's super hard. Like, anybody who's, like, coming into the whole, like, inner child and, like, trauma and, like, what is this? And learning about it, watching, you know, videos on TikTok or reading books or whatever. Having a day where you just, like, take yourself out and do something, it's weird. It's, like, boring. It's, like, I'm not having fun. Like, there's no one here. There's no, you know, here's the key word. There's no, like, crazy validating stimulus to chase.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to, like, have these little, it doesn't have to be all the time, but, like, here and there, have these dates with yourself where you just sit with that. Like, it is weird or uncomfortable or boring or not that, you know, fucking exciting. But you kind of, like, sit with those feelings and, like, let them kind of thaw out. And then eventually you have a really fucking great time at the beach or the coffee shop or the bookstore or, you know, wherever the fuck, or going for a walk. And it's actually very soothing and very therapeutic.
Yeah.
The other thing was...
Real quick on that point. I had been wanting to go to this beach for probably a month, and I kept putting it off, because I didn't feel like doing it by myself. And then last week I was just like, it was like the day before, I was like, I need to do this. Like, yeah. I just need to go do it. So I decided and went, and that was the, I think you saw the post of the swing. The tree swing. So that was that day, and it was just so fun. And yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Hey, even better that you were like, wanted to do it for me. You finally did it. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Fuck, you said second thing, sorry, like all the desserts I had today are just like making me not really manic, but like I'm just, there's like way too much sugar in my bloodstream. You said the second thing that was like notable was, oh, the job. Like realizing that, hey, I'm really anxious as fuck today. And instead of like forcing myself to go and be under more stress, take a day. Huge. Huge. Like so many years for me and other people I've talked to. We're like, we're just in situations where we just neglect and ignore. This is making me feel really terrible. But you know what? I'm gonna put on a good face and do it anyway. It's like, no, that's epic of you to create that boundary and give yourself space to kind of process this stuff that's coming up. Just amazing. Just amazing.
Thank you. And yeah, that day one of my coworkers messaged me and was like telling me how shorthanded they were, and I was like, I'm not gonna let her make me feel bad.
Oh my god, the cherry on top, dude. So fucking cool. Damn, it was already good, but then it's like, let's take it to the next level. That would devastate a lot of people, you know, or they'd they'd be like, oh, okay, fine, all right, yeah, no, I'll be there for as long as you want me to, for the rest of time. I'm just there. I'll work the graveyard shift and I'll work tomorrow. I won't even sleep just for you. Or they'll be like, they'll say no, but then they'll feel extremely guilty.
It's which, like, I normally do. Yeah.
And this time was it? Did you just
feel good? Because I definitely needed that day.
Badass.
Yeah.
Really badass. Damn. You're welcome. That makes me feel good to hear. Lots of intense stuff, you know, all around. And the other group too, they were reporting a lot of stuff that they've been processing and going through. So it's just like, just been a super crazy month. So I did this exercise with the previous group, and I feel like it'd be very valuable to kind of do it, which I didn't do with you guys because I didn't have the idea to do it until the second group. Is just make a list of like, what do you think your core, you know, pain points or challenges are right now that you're kind of still working through, that are still kind of like a reoccurring pattern today for example, some for me, getting lonely and having feeling that anxious attachment, still having low self-esteem in certain areas where I just, you know, for instance, I went into the grocery store, or not the grocery store, the gas station, which is like literally, I don't know, a minute away. I can just like walk down the fucking road to it. And I went to go get a seltzer water because our shipment of Epic seltzer water didn't come in yet. And they were having construction. And she said, I was like listening to something on my phone. And the owner of the store was like, hey, to like get my attention. But I heard that, but I wasn't sure if she was talking to me. And I just felt weird. And I was like, so then I went and grabbed the seltzer water. And then I was walking back. She's like, hey, we're actually closed today. And then I just, for some reason, I just felt like uncomfortable. And not like she was, you know, she did anything that was like, you know, mean or that. I just happened in that situation. I just was feeling like low self-esteem, like for some fucking reason. And I still don't know why. I just was fucking uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, no worries. And I put it back and left and was like, shook off the weirdness. So like that's still evident in certain areas where it just pops up randomly where I just kind of don't feel like super great. People not liking me or disapproving of me and me having like some negative reaction that me feeling bad about myself or like afraid, intimidated. Faster at saying no. So like not waiting for time to pass until I can be like, yo, I don't want to do that. That doesn't seem fun. Like, thanks, but I'll pass. And identifying like when, oh, this person's making me uncomfortable, or like this situation's making me uncomfortable. I don't want to keep doing that. There's still a discrepancy there. Sometimes it still takes me quite a bit of time to make that mental, you know, adjustment or whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, I should probably say no to that. And then lastly, it's, this is like very rare, but it still kind of happens, like these like flashes of like jealousy. And I hate it so much. I'm like, why? So like working through that so that that's not a thing, you know, like for the most part, I'm just like, yeah, do your thing. And, you know, I'm constantly prepping scenarios in my head of like, okay, if I stop talking to this person, like I'm gonna be okay. Like, I got my tool sets, you know, I got my little exercises. I got all my hobbies. I got my passions. I got this whole little ecosystem of things that are supporting me emotionally. So if this person leaves, but then sometimes there's still those like flashes of stuff. And you know, you could chalk that up, I guess, like past stuff that's still kind of resolving, still healing on its way up. So, for example, those are like what mine are. I'd love for you to write down what your main pain points are.
What was your first one? I was going to say the same thing.
The lonely, anxious attachment. That one's been real interesting. Like lately, I feel like a lot of that's been kind of lifting, and I don't really experience like, which is weird because, you know, just a couple weeks ago or a month ago, I felt like I was experiencing a lot of that, but then it just feel like it's like lifted away. And I just feel really good. And I'm not really kind of, I don't feel this chasing this. And I think earlier today or yesterday, I had the thought of like, wow, if I stopped talking to this person, I'd be okay with that. And it just, I just had to just sit with that for like 10 minutes. I was like, wow, my God, that's crazy. Like for such a long time, it's not been that way. And to finally have like a pure, you know, thought and feeling of like, it would all be okay. It's very nice.
Yeah.
So, which is cool. It's like hope, you know, it does get easier.
Right.
and that will happen.
And then there's growth from the anxious attachment style too.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I have four.
Nice. All set?
Yeah, I think so.
Groovy. And what do you think that, let's say in the past year, what's, and it could be multiple things, but if you had to pick one, I guess, what would be like the biggest improvement that you've seen in yourself? Relating to like codependency and self-esteem.
Not like rock climbing or...
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, the example I used in the other group was like benching. Like, it's great. You can bench another 50 pounds, but you know, right. not what I'm meaning.
I'd say like confidence in just in myself and being by myself or talking to people.
That's really evident. Yeah, I totally agree. Boundaries for me, that'd be mine. I've been like kicking people out of my life left and right. It feels amazing. And just being proactive about, you know, like one person, I asked them if they wanted to go hiking with me when the person I'm seeing came down, and they read the Snapchat and didn't respond. And I was like, okay, whatever, just we'll give it the rest of the day, I suppose. And they still didn't get back to me the next day, nothing. So then I snapped them and I was like, yo, like, don't leave me on red. Like, tell me, you know, like, hey, I don't want to do it. Or like, oh, I'm not sure. Let me get back to you. Like, you've read the message, fucking respond.
Yeah.
And hey, if you don't want to do it, that's cool. Like, I'm fine. Like, it's cool, man. Like, if you don't want to fucking hang out, like, whatever. Like, I got other people I can hang out with. Like, I can have fun by myself. It's okay. But like, that's just the most infuriating thing ever. And before, I would just let people read stuff or just never get back to me. Just be like, okay, well, they responded to me a little bit. I should just be grateful for that, I suppose. I should just be happy. Meanwhile, I just kind of feel miserable and it kind of sucks. So that's been cool. Let's see.
Oh,
yeah. So I'll let you pick based on like how you're feeling right now, what you think would be most helpful. We could do some exercises based on just like some journal prompts going over more like general, like feeling good, or we could do, you know, pick a topic, an area, a person, a situation, and kind of go into the perspectives that we have about that and start to like validate ourselves and maybe even reach a new perspective. Which one of those two kind of seems more enticing at the moment?
At the moment, probably the first one.
Groovy, cool. So we'll do a classic. Let's see. We'll do that 10, 10, 10 sheet. Or 10, 10, 10 sheet. There we go. Not four, but three of them. So just to, as a refresher real quick, the first 10 are 10 things that you are grateful for. Second 10 are 10 things that you want to experience, to have, to do, things that you want to manifest, basically. And then the last set would be 10 things that you enjoy doing, that you like doing.
What was the last one, sorry?
Oh, good. The last 10 are 10 things that you enjoy doing, that you like doing in your life currently.
I don't ever think I told you that I had a few bears.
Oh.
If I was to collect, I would collect bears.
Really?
When I was a little kid, before I would go to the bathroom, I had to go to my mom and dad and say, are the bears in the mouth?
God, I like never write anything down on paper anymore. So like doing a bunch of this is just like making me realize how out of shape my hand and my arm are because of writing. It's terrible. But like if you ever had to do if you ever got like in trouble, you know, in school, like the younger years of school, you had to write sentences. Dude, the worst.
I remember my mom used to make me, like, for vocabulary or spelling, would make me, like, write the words, like, 20 times.
Dude, just so soul-sucking.
Right.
That was cool.
They're wild animals, you know? Yeah. You can't really tame them out of them. Not really, because they will always have that streak.
Are you hiding? Maybe I'll be sure I push higher.
We did artwork because the group got spread on Monday. So he made a card, he wrote his dad, of course, he had a copy of it. And, he painted, and then he gets this black, little black board, and then you take a, it's almost like a toothpick, and you write on it. And when you write on it, these colors.
Cool.
We did that. We did mindfulness.
What's
meditation? I have a little singing bell, and then I start chanting. It's so fun. We chant.
I feel like the first seven real big desires, it's like it's kind of tricky. Like, okay, what do I want?
And it's over and over 5 times. And then I wrote my whole new book in Spanish, which is a church. And the kids say, when I breathe deeply, it is in Spanish, but when I breathe deeply, I feel safe. When I breathe deeply, I feel wonderful. You know, it's different. And
so they make their password up, or
no, the kids that different ethnicities are in the book. You know, like you have black kids, and Asian kids, and white kids, Latin kids. And then I let him watch Lilo and Stitch, and then we went out. We went to restaurant and I had salad. And then
Dante, do you want any salad?
I had some earlier. Thank you though.
him, and this woman works at the office.
Oh my gosh.
I have to show you pictures.
Oh my gosh.
No, we're so finished. Her dog had 10 puppies. And she's trying to get them away. It's Lily. She's the one that caught him. She's the one that has to go. At the end, he left. He was looking at the work for them. You know, one leg should be the sheep. Yeah, the work for them.
Eileen.
No, Lily.
Eileen.
Sorry. It's like what you call a waitress with one leg at an IHOP. Oh, was it something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One leg short.
Nice.
Hey. What are you doing? I'm on a call right now. What? On a call right now. Okay.
There's a woman on the phone.
Just let me know when you are finished.
Like, halfway done.
Cool. I totally, like, did a speed run there because, again, the sugar in my bloodstream. I need to invent, like, a really cheap electronic safe that you can, like, lock things in, like desserts, and then set like a time schedule where it will open only at like these certain windows, no matter what.
That's a good idea.
I would immediately buy it.
But then you could just, when it opens, just take everything out.
Yeah, right. It might backfire. Then it's like, I got my chance. I'm gonna eat all of it now.
Having trouble with like the last four and all of them.
Yeah, it gets a little trickier. It's like more nuanced. You really got to dig deep. Like, what do I want? What do I like? What am I grateful for? Yep, I feel that 100%. And while you're finishing up, I'll just, for everybody watching who maybe is like, what's the point of this? You know, how is this helpful or valuable? So earlier I talked about how, you know, building the habit of besides like the upfront benefit of like having more fun and joy in your life, doing things that you enjoy doing, number one. Number two, you're building that habit of identifying how am I feeling, what's going to make me feel better, and then honoring that, which is like in like a Mr. Miyagi kind of way, you know, wax on, wax off. You don't realize that it's helping you make these big decisions like creating a boundary, saying no, letting someone go, standing up for yourself, communicating. But if you look at the core, you know, dynamic or what's happening behind the scenes when you're making those decisions and going through those things, it comes down to identifying how you're feeling. This is making me uncomfortable, and then honoring it. Very simple. So if we're doing that with things that we enjoy doing, which is really easy, or at least vastly easier compared to doing the hard, you know, having those hard conversations and sticking up for yourself when you have low self-esteem, in a roundabout way, it makes it much easier to accomplish that in the future. So it's very, very fucking powerful. And I've said this many, many times, and I'm still going to keep saying it. This is why I really enjoy law of attraction and spirituality, these other kind of modalities, because that's what they pressure you to do. They brainwash you to get you to do things that you like doing, that to think of thoughts, you know, write the thoughts down.
Abraham Hicks, for instance, she has an exercise called the focus wheel, where you just literally focus on a topic and then create like 12 surrounding statements about that topic that those feel good. Every single statement, you know, feel congruent to what you're feeling right now, and but just make you feel a little bit better, slightly better. So these kind of exercises get you in the habit of doing that. And also, it's getting you more in the habit of identifying like what's fun and just kind of like making it branch out, or making you able to branch out into different areas and do different things, which is exciting in and of itself, which kind of relates to having more fun, but a little bit different. It's going to connect you to different hobbies, you know, for Melissa, rock climbing. For me, like one of them, which I would have never expected, was designing a board game and then testing it out with my family. And we had loads of fun. Like we had multiple game nights before I left here to Utah, and it was fucking epic. And like, how would that have happened? You know, if, well, because I've just been in this habit of like what seems good right now. It is like that habit is the lubricant that kind of gets these ideas kind of flowing, right? That it lets you have a greater chance of like receiving one of those epiphanies from the ether or the void or the universe or whatever you want to call it. And that's exciting. Like having a good idea for something. It doesn't have to be like a business idea. It could just be like, I want to wear a blue shirt today or blue dress today instead of red, but it feels good. Like more of that is epic. So this is one of the pillars of healing codependency. It's fucking huge. If you don't have this, I find people that are lacking in this and don't have this in their tool set, kind of like we talked about earlier, they're very bored. They don't know what they like. They don't know what they want. You know, we're literally making fucking lists right now. Like, what do you want? This is what I want. This is what I like. This is what I'm grateful for. So we're literally building that muscle as well and bringing more life. So this is helping you create that fire of validating yourself, of entertaining yourself, of kind of sounds bad, but like of playing with yourself, so that you don't have to rely on chasing other people for that feeling, because you're getting better and better all the time. But practicing is at building that feeling. So on the surface, it's like, oh, just kind of like a fun, you know, very lighthearted exercise. But if you go on a deeper level, it's fucking changing your life. So there you go.
So all right, two more.
No worries. Take your time.
I mean, one, she's honest, but on the other hand, maybe that was kind of that. Maybe she wanted to do that.
Things you like to do, things you enjoy doing, what brings you peace, what's nice, what feels good after a long day, what have you enjoyed doing in the past that if it happened again, you'd be like, oh yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that. It's something that you always wanted to try. I guess that would fall into more manifestation. What's fun, what's cool, what is, you know, massages, jacuzzis, hot tubs.
I was thinking hot tub.
Nice. Ugh, I remember last year, this girl came down for like a week, and one night we were in the hot tub and just staying out way too late, and we were drinking White Claws, and I was so drunk, and it was so hot, and I just remember being the most disgusting feeling ever. Like I feel like I'm dehydrated, and I don't even know. Like, it's just
you're gross. Not supposed to drink in the hot tub.
Yeah, well, reason. I you know can confirm. Not fun.
Okay.
Cool. And let's just go through and share the ones that you feel like sharing to do all. Do you want to go first, or would you prefer if I went first?
Doesn't matter.
Cool. Okay, I will go. Okay, starting with gratitude. I'm extremely grateful to be breathing. You know, months ago, I remember before we kind of took a break, when we were doing calls, I was just, it was hard for me to like talk. And kind of here and there, it still kind of affects me, but I can breathe much better now. And it's awesome. I'm really grateful for that. Grateful to be alive, you know, I'm not dead. That's very nice. Grateful to have you and be doing this group again. It's really fucking exciting talking about this stuff, sharing different epiphanies, hearing your breakthroughs, and also hearing your challenges, things that you're working through, things that are kind of like currently on their way out that you're not going to have to deal with anymore. That's epic. So there's that. Grateful for all the music that I've been doing lately. All these gigs, you know, I'm playing tomorrow at a farmer's market. There's a jam session tonight. There's a gig I picked up. It's not every Wednesday, but every other Wednesday, basically playing at a restaurant. It's like fucking amazing. Grateful for the person I'm dating right now or seeing, whatever. She's super cool and funny. And it's like, it's great to talk. It's not just like an attractive person who I don't really vibe with. It's a lot of vibe, which is really cool. Grateful for the food just in the fridge that I prepare, that I get to eat every day. Grateful for, so here and there I play a game to kind of wind down. It's like a first person shooter. And I have a couple guys that I met online that are really good dudes, and they're other musicians in real life, and we have a lot in common, and it's like, it's cool. It's cool having that. Grateful for the bed that I sleep in. I'm grateful for my uncle. He's letting me stay here rent free and kind of like heal and recover. And that's really awesome. You know, not everybody has somebody who's willing to support them. And it's a big fucking deal. So really grateful for that. Grateful for the car that I have. Things that I want to manifest. A white Stingray Corvette, because that model looks amazing. I want to tour the United States playing music. I don't ever think it'll be like at a Beyonce kind of level, but I think I could get by doing like, you know, medium size or whatever types of venues, but be good enough to like tour and like, make a little bit of money, but also pay for the tour itself just through gigging. And preferably in like a band setting. Publish the board game idea that I have, test it with my family, partner up with somebody, make some money with that, consult for companies to help improve certain games that they have. I have a lot of great ideas for that. Sell one of my songs for thousands of dollars on a platform called Taxi. That would be fucking stellar. I've always wanted a client. It's been something that's like, oh, that would be kind of cool. Who paid me like $3,000 to work with them, like hardcore for like 3 months, related to codependency. That'd be cool. Get a new guitar. I love the one I have right now, but it's kind of getting older, and I'd love to get a new one. No offense. I love you. I have a lot of clothes that I'll see, you know, via Instagram or Facebook, and I'll bookmark it. I'd love to buy all of them and have all of them. I'd love more fun with my creative outlets. So be it music, be it this, I want to have more fun doing it, more enjoyment doing it, more ideas. And not like in a way that's too overwhelming, but just like, you know, at a speed I'm comfortable with, and just have more fun with it. I'd like to upgrade my phone. I don't even know how old this is, but it's old as fuck. I'm surprised the screen isn't cracked, honestly. I've dropped this thing a billion times. It's a testament to iPhone's manufacturing. And lastly, things that I enjoy doing. Playing music. Communicating. So good. When you have a good communication, you have a problem with somebody, a riff, something happens, they overstep your boundary, you overstep their boundary, and then you get together, you talk about it, and it's resolved, and it just like strengthens the relationship. It's such a great feeling. Reveling in the aftermath of a clean house. Okay. Not all the time during, sometimes it's fun, But afterwards, it's like always one of the best feelings of the fucking world.
Yeah.
Writing new songs, playing at a new venue, listening to music and driving in the car, being alive, you know, going through like a near-death experience and being ungodly sick. It's just made me appreciate being here, like, way more than before. It's more magical and miraculous that I am just a part of this. So yeah. Petting animals, dogs, cats, cows, chickens, don't really matter. They're all great. Taking walks. And lastly, dating. Caveat there though, healthy dating. You know, dating someone who is healthy and is self-aware. It's a really great feeling knowing that that's possible and that it's worth waiting for, not settling for just, you know, people that are going to walk all over you, not treat you well. So those are mine.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for listening.
What I'm grateful for, I put nature. That's, I just love being out in nature. So definitely grateful for that. Having a place to live, having reliable friends, my growing assertiveness, and setting more boundaries with people.
Yeah.
Friends to go climbing with, because I get self-conscious easily when I go climbing by myself. So it's nice to have just have a friend, because that kind of takes it away. Being able to hike 8.5 miles.
Nice.
Music in general, just being able to listen to music, it's a big part of my life. Having a good job. Recognition in myself, I wrote down, but I meant like recognizing traits and qualities in myself that, like we were talking about, where I can take a step back and like assess the situation and realize why I'm feeling in a certain way.
Yeah.
That's cool. And new connections, and also realizing when certain connections don't benefit me.
Huge.
What I want to experience or have, travel out of the state, because I've been doing a lot of traveling around here within like 4 hours of where I live. So actually like getting out of being able to get out of the state and experience other areas.
Nice.
With that, I put traveling for climbing. So I really want to go to like Utah.
Oh, it's like hiking capital of the world right here. You'll love it.
And there's a few places in California that are really good for climbing too. So that would be cool. Sell our house with my ex. It's been on the market for more than a month and we don't have any offers yet. So it'd be good to sell our house.
Yeah. How do you think you'd feel once it's sold?
Relieved.
Why? Just because like off your plate, don't have to focus on it anymore?
Yeah, it's the last thing to have to deal with my ex. And
kind of like tying you to him.
Yeah, and then just the process of selling it is just, it's been stressful because we want to get it sold, but it's, you know, there's been no offers. So we lowered the price and we're looking at possibly lowering it again. And so we're losing out on money and, you know, just kind of stressful process.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Once that's done, I would like to eat else, which I don't know if that's going to happen now because interest rates are going sky high. So I might just wait to do that or move out. I definitely want to have a place of my own. I want more tattoos.
Yes.
I want to find healthy love. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I want a new camera lens. I want to do a pull-up.
I love it.
I have a resistance or assistant band to help. So I've been working on doing that. I want to be able to do a pull-up. So hot tub, either have my own or find one to go into.
Nice. There's a lot of, you know, you could kind of stack this with the traveling out of state. There's a lot of Airbnbs that have them that are like really cheap, really affordable.
True.
They're super nice. That's maybe one option.
Yeah, that's true. And go to a EDM concert.
Nice.
I was supposed to go yesterday, but both me and my friend bailed. We just both
mutual bailing. I love it.
Yes.
They're cool. And, yeah.
Things I enjoy doing. I like hiking and exploring, rock climbing, playing with my birds. Well, I recently got a rock tumbler.
What's that?
It basically just spins and you put rocks in it and it tumbles them and it makes them really smooth and shiny eventually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's kind of fun. I don't know why, but it's kind of fun.
Is it electronic? Is it like manual? Like, how does it work?
It's electronic, so you just set like the speed and how many days, and it just tumbles until it ends, until the end of it.
Is it like kind of like a washing machine where it's kind of like jarring and like kind of not pleasant, or is it more like a soothing kind of droning, humming kind of noise coming from it?
It's kind of loud. And it's kind of annoying. So gotcha. I want to keep doing it, but at the same time, it's like, it's right here on the desk. So
you also want to sleep.
Yeah. So it's kind of annoying. I think I'll wait until I move out so I can like put it in my garage or something like that or wherever else, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. So on my hike today, I went down to the river and picked up a whole bunch of rocks.
Badass.
Excited to tumble them. Watching TikToks.
So good. Underrated.
Hanging out with friends, organizing things. I just like to organize. Going to the coffee shop, reading, and I actually put doing things by myself, like going to the movies. Actually do kind of enjoy doing that. Yeah. Still a little hard sometimes, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Know what you mean?
I don't know. You can make
thank you for sharing.
So much better. I find
you know, I remember in the past, this isn't something that was like as a result of hanging out with you. It was more just like, let me re-say this. Since letting certain people go in my life, I didn't realize how much they were negatively affecting me, or I was more accurately negatively affecting myself by allowing myself to be in relationships with these people. And I remember, you know, we would finish an exercise like that, and then at the end of it, I would just kind of, there'd be like kind of as it was just moments ago, or there'd just be this little pause.
Yeah.
And I'd be uncomfortable, and I feel like I'd have to like talk or say something. I didn't feel that this time. I just felt very comfortable. And I think that's just from creating all these boundaries. It feels really good. And just, I enjoy talking with you and hanging out with you and doing these exercises with you. So. Thank you.
Me too. And I feel the same way. Like I used to feel that too, that uncomfortableness when there is silence. But I think it also comes with getting to know the person more and being more
that
comfortable
too.
With just being in silence with the person.
And that's why.
Groovy. Sad face that Lori couldn't be here, but
yeah,
she probably had something going on.
I'm going to go get ready for this jam session, but this is fucking cool. And maybe, let's see, it is the 13th. So maybe like, let me check the actual calendar real quick. So the 27th is a Friday. If you're available that day, we could do another call then. I think having a couple weeks of a breather would be good.
Yeah.
If that works with you.
It works for me.
Awesome. Was there anything that you wanted me to not include in the recording that you wanted me to maybe cut out, weren't comfortable sharing?
Not that I can think of.
Badass. Well, thanks for letting me record and kind of share this with other people and kind of show them what happens behind the scenes. And I hope maybe they got some epiphanies just from hearing us kind of talk and share some stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I love you. Thank you.